WPSU listeners love public radio. They enjoy nature, books, and the arts. They're global citizens and high achievers who take care of the planet and their health. I'm Don Bedell, the Director of Business Support here at WPSU. Make sure our listeners know that your business or organization values public radio too. Help public radio fans get to know your company by underwriting programming on WPSU. For details, visit wpsu.org/business.
We're having a great time. We hope you're enjoying it as well. Thank you. Again, I just want to mention how awesome these guys are that I'm playing with. Mac Himes on guitar. Sorry, Mac. And Jim Robinson on bass. This next tune we're going to do is very fitting for this time of year, I think. The autumn leaves drift by my window. The falling leaves drift by my window. The falling leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Ce qui you. I'm hoping my French was okay. Anybody speak French in here? No, I like to challenge myself in singing that in French sometimes. This next tune we're going to do for you is a standard, and I'm sure you've heard it many, many times, but it is one of my favorites, and I think it's very fun. Here is Foggy Day. This next song is, it's from a Broadway show, Brigadoon. It was written in 1947. Here is Almost Like Being in Love.
What a
this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. Well, it's almost like being in love. Almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. Well, it's almost like being in love. Falling. I could swear I was falling. Well, it's almost like being in love. Thank you. The next tune we're going to do for you is by John Blackburn and Carl Susdorf. So when I was looking up some information about all of the songs to make the program notes, what's really funny is when John Blackburn was interviewed for this song, and people were saying how beautiful the lyrics were and everything, and he said, well, I got through the first verse and realized, oh, none of that rhymes. I think we're just going to go with it and see how it goes. And so he said to his co-writer, Carl, he's like, let's just keep going with this not rhyming thing and see what happens. And it ended up being a gorgeous song. So here is Moonlight in Vermont. Thank you.
By the lovely
This next tune is it's by a man, Dave Frischburn, and he has written a lot of awesome, awesome tunes. And this one is, it's pretty entertaining, the lyrics. Here's Peel Me a Grape.
She's a little demanding.
Peel me a grape, crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow. Talk to me nice, talk to me nice, you've got to wine me and dine me. Don't try to fool me, bejewel me, either amuse me or lose me. I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape. Pop me a cork, French me a fry, crack me a nut, bring me a bowl full of bonbons, chill me some wine, keep standing by, just entertain me, champagne me, show me you love me, kid, glove me, best way to cheer me, cashmere me, I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I step. When I say do it, jump to it. For scotch, boil me a crab, cut me a rose, make my tea with the petals, just hang around, pick up the tab, never outthink me, just mink me, polar bear rug me, don't bug me, new thunderbird me, you heard me, I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape. That's such a fun song. The lyrics are just hilarious. So this next tune is a beautiful ballad, and it's the lyrics are pretty powerful. For all we know, this may only be a dream. For all we know, we may never meet again. And it's just got such beautiful, meaningful lyrics. Here is "For All We Know."
For all
So I'm so glad that we have time for this next one. So this will be our last piece that we sing for you this evening. Thank you so much to everyone at the Palmer Museum and to WPSU for letting us have this wonderful evening with you, sharing wonderful music. So this last piece was written by Annie Ross. I don't know if you've ever heard of her, but she was a jazz vocalist, extraordinary musician, and this tune was originally a saxophone jazz solo. She loved it so much that she decided to put lyrics with it. So here are these crazy lyrics. Try to catch all of them. They go by pretty quickly. Here is Twisted. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head the way he described it. He said it'd be better dead than live. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, went out of his sight to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts. No more ifs or ands or buts, oh no. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening, knew I was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard at three? I knew that this was meant to be. Children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I got into the vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do, but I saw some crazy scenes before I came through. Now, do you think I was crazy? I may have only been three, but I was swinging. Also an Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if I just couldn't understand the idiomatic logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, he was insane. Although they used to laugh at me when I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top. It's you instead, cause I got something that's unique and new to prove that I'll have the last laugh on you. Cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know, two heads are better than one. Thank you very much. Have a great night.
That was the Elizabeth Webb Trio, recorded live in October 2019 at Palmer Museum of Art on the University Park campus of Penn State as part of the Jazz at the Palmer concert series, supported in part by Friends of Palmer Museum and Fred and Judy Sears. This is WPSU, listener-supported public radio. heard in Mill Hall at 91.5, in Johnsonburg at 90.1, and in Huntingdon at 102.5.